how to do a simplified sort of clothing to declutter. Okay, this is another episode of the SOS Mom Show, and I am your host, Jennifer McDaniel, and we are going to talk about how to simplify, organize, and style your home and your wardrobe. All right, so today's episode, we are going to be talking about decluttering and styling your closet. This is something that is kind of important, and most people are doing this right now in this season. As the seasons change around here, we are changing up what we're keeping in our closet. So today we're talking about a couple of tips on how to sort through. All right, number one, you got to have a trash bag ready for all of your donates, okay? A couple of ways that we can sort through our stuff. I like to break it down into a category when we are donating, okay? I do not like to sort through a whole bunch of stuff at a time. I like to keep it simple so that our brains are only thinking about this one thing. That means that when I am having a client sort through their stuff, or when I'm doing it at my home, I'm going to start with just the pants first, you know, or just the shoes, or, you know, just the t-shirts, not the tank tops, not the undershirts, not the blouses, just the t-shirts, just the sweatshirts. We're going to break it down into one simple category to make it the most manageable. Okay, so as we are doing this, if those categories are too big, so let's take a, you know, just the t-shirts, okay? You have a huge amount of just t-shirts, okay? Let's sort it by color. Can we do that? Just your white t-shirts. Are they all in good condition? Are they all in your current size? Are they styles that you still like? Are they still a part of your wardrobe? You know, is this a style that you're going to continue to wear? Are these things that you would still purchase again today if you didn't have these? What are, you know, those are the questions that we have to ask ourselves. Does it still fit you well? Is it, or if it doesn't fit you well and it's still in great condition and great quality, is it something that, you know, because we all go through stages, our bodies change from week to week sometimes. And we need to make sure that we have things to fill in for each of the different sizes and seasons of life for us. So making sure that we have stuff that we love and that we will wear and that will work well with our other things. One of the other things that I am finding is helping me to make decisions when I'm shopping, because I have gained weight this year, so I'm shopping for a couple of things that I need to replace because my other ones don't fit me, is making sure that the materials that I'm looking for are sustainable materials. I really am wanting to be more mindful. So the blouses that I'm looking for, and I'm not shopping full price items. I am very mindful about making that budget stretch as far as possible. So when I picked up I was at Goodwill the other day. I dropped off a load of stuff from a client, and then I went through and took a glance at the women's clothing. It's really easy for me to find out if there are any pants at all that would work for me, because if they would possibly work for me, they are touching the ground in the store on the hangers. So I can walk through and just glance at the bottom and see if any of the pants are touching the ground. If so, I take a closer look at those pants. And then for the blouses, I look for the materials. So the materials I'm looking for, linens, cottons, silks, those are the materials that I prefer on my clothing, but they have to be washable. They have to be easily laundered. I don't want anything that's going to be high maintenance clothing, because I am not going to keep up with the maintenance of it. I'm just not going to do it. So I did happen to find a beautiful silk blend shirt, silk and cotton. So it has cotton sides and sleeves, and then the rest of the shirt is silk. So it will be washable. I did check that. And it does have, it is one that I can wear easily. I will happily pay $6 for that shirt, right? Like that's an easy yes for me. It at $60, $120, like they are online, I'm not going to pay that for one item of clothing because I am not going to repair it and be mindful of the maintenance of stuff. So for me, it's easier to say yes at the lower price range than it is for me to say yes. If I do find something that I love, 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 and I know that I'm going to wear it, like the shoes that I have that I've worn literally every day for almost 4 years, I will absolutely pay full price for those shoes because I know I'm going to get my money's worth out of them. They are very comfortable. They go with everything. I have gotten, like, if you think about it, I spent less than $30 on them when I purchased them. And if I needed to pay $80 for that pair of shoes, I would have gotten my money's worth out of that pair of shoes as well. Because I've literally worn them almost every day for almost 4 years now, and they are still wearable. Like I'm still wearing them today. So keeping that in mind, how many wears are you going to get out of this item? Is it worth the investment? Yes or no? For me, a lot of times, yes, because I keep my style is some of the same styles that I have had for ages. Of course, stuff wears out and we have to replace things, but being mindful that the styles that I'm choosing to purchase are styles that I'm still going to wear in the next 5 years, like for the next 5 years, happily. That's one of the things that I'm really mindful of. Are these things that make me feel confident when I put them on, or do I feel like I'm wearing something that's a little dated? You know, maybe it's not as in style as I thought it was when I purchased it, or maybe I did purchase it a long time ago and I'm not finding a way to make it look more updated or fresh. So maybe that is an item that I can let go of and not feel bad about. Those are the things that I'm asking myself and my clients as we are pulling things out. I am assessing, how can we update the look of this item that's looking a little dated, but still in great condition, a great quality, a great item to keep, but how can we make it look more current as we style it? What can we put it with to make it more updated instead of outdated? Those are the questions we're asking. If we can't find a look that works for these clothing pieces, then it's fine to toss them. We aren't going to feel bad donating that if it's not something that we are currently able to use. Okay. The other thing that we're doing is we are making sure that our clothing stays in place. We don't need to keep adjusting it. You ever have a shirt or a bra or a tank top where the strap just slides off your shoulder randomly, repeatedly all day long? Like how annoying is that? Like how much time and frustration are we putting into maintaining the wear of that item? Is that something that you want to keep in your closet? I don't want anything that I have to keep fixing on myself. I don't want things that I have to keep adjusting. If I have to keep pulling, picking a wedgie in a pair of pants or underwear, I don't want to keep wearing them. That's annoying. It's embarrassing. Like it makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to have to think that way as I am walking around throughout my day, wherever I am and whatever I'm doing. I don't want those thoughts to be something that I have to think about. So making sure that those items stay in place. I don't want to have to keep adjusting my pants. I don't want to have to keep shifting my shirt and pulling it back down to my waist if it's got those stupid elasticies where they slide up my rib cage throughout the day. So I don't purchase items like that anymore. On some people, they look absolutely amazing. But for me, the way that my body is shaped, they just don't stay put well enough. So they don't work for me. Those are, you know, making sure that we are only keeping things that really do look great on us and that we feel confident in. And the things that we feel confident we can style in a variety of ways. Those are the things I want you to really keep and be mindful of. I do try to keep my clothes pretty simple. Also thinking about the colors in your wardrobe. Are those colors all colors that really look great on your skin tone? I know sometimes I will purchase stuff that's a little outside of my basic black, just keeping it real. I will pick out a color that I don't typically have in my wardrobe, and then I just won't feel good in it. Like I won't feel great when I'm wearing it. And I want to make sure that I'm not doing that again. If I'm picking out something and the color is a little bit different because I went with something a little trendier or just a little outside of my normal box, is it because that color is not complementary to my skin tone, or is it just because it's not one of my typical colors? What is it? Does the color look good on you? Does the color make you look really healthy even without makeup on? Does it look good on your skin, like against your skin? Does it complement your skin tone? Or is it that the shade is just not right for your skin tone and that's why you don't feel as good wearing it? So if that is the case, you can't really fix that. You can wear it further from your face if you do have a color that you love that just doesn't complement your skin tone in the right way. So put some accessories, layer something over top of it, use that as your add-on piece or color. I like to add that color into my shoes or somewhere else instead of at my face, if it is a color that does not look great on me. I did pick out some yellow shoes. That's not a color I would ever think would look good against my face. I would never wear a shirt in a yellow color if I ever had a choice. But as a shoe, it's going to look super cute with the rest of my outfits. So that's something that I would not say no to. Like, I love a fun shoe. Like, sometimes that's all you need is to change up your shoes to give you a more, to give you some style in your outfit. Just put a fun shoe with it and it makes a whole huge difference in how it looks. Okay. So as we are looking through our stuff, do you have enough pants, bottoms that fit you for the current season? And can you wear them with the majority of your tops and jackets? How many shoes do you have that are going to work with those bottoms for this season? Like, think about those things as we are making those decisions for what we're keeping. All right, as we're pulling stuff out of our closets, don't take everything out of your closet all at once. That is just too overwhelming. It is just too, like, you're not going to be able to get through it all without having to take a break and stop for food. Don't go to the, stop for a bathroom break before you get through it. You've pulled out too much stuff. So keep your categories small. Like I said, your bottoms, okay? Break your bottoms down into blue jeans, like blue denim, trousers, dress pants, black denim, black pants, wide legs, slimmer leg, straight leg, like break it down into categories, shorts, cropped pants. You know, what are the categories you can break it down into to make sure that you have a small amount of items to work through and to make decisions on in the time that you have to work on it, okay? If you pull out all of your bottoms and you have 100 bottoms, are you going to be able to get through that? Are you going to be able to try all of those on and know that they work or they don't in the time that you have available? Are you going to get frustrated and overwhelmed before you get through it? Don't overwhelm yourself. Just keep it small. Just pull out one category, like just your shorts or just your dress pants or just your workwear in one shade. Like, what can you wear with these navy pants or these khakis? Like, what do you have in your closet that you are wondering if you should keep it or wondering if it is right for the season? Pull those out. Like, what is it that you know you're not going to wear in the next 6 weeks? Like, that's really all we need to think about is the next 6 weeks, 2 to 3 months, right? 6 weeks plus 6 weeks, that's 3 months. That's the whole season of spring, right? So what are we going to wear for the next 6 weeks? My kids really don't need shorts out for the next 6 weeks. We can wait until late April before we pull out shorts. It can even be May. I really pull them out in May is more like when we're pulling out shorts, and they don't have tank tops out until after school because they're not wearing them to school. They get too cold in the classroom. So there's no tank tops for my children out in the school season. So we pull those out after the school year. So beginning of June, I will pull out tank tops for them to wear. Okay. How can you keep it that simple as you're pulling out those categories? Maybe you want to just look through your jewelry. Okay. Well, let's keep it simple. Pull out all of your gold necklaces and separate them into chunky necklaces versus delicate chains. Short necklaces compared to long necklaces. Maybe you just sort through all of your long necklaces. Keep it simple enough that you can definitely get through that category before moving on to the next task. Same with our shoes. Like, what can we do to break down the category so it's simple enough that we can get through the category before we have to move on? Maybe we only have while our child is brushing their teeth, right? We can run in there really quick. Okay. What about your running shoes, your workout shoes? Are they still in good condition? How many pairs do you have? When's the last time you wore those? Is it because they don't fit right or they're not as comfortable anymore? If they are not comfortable or they don't fit right, you don't need to keep them. Let them go. It's better to have one or two great quality items than it is to have 20 that don't feel good on your feet. Keeping your feet comfortable and that affects your whole entire body throughout the entire day. So make sure that your footwear is comfortable. If it is uncomfortable, are they in good condition? Can you donate them? Should you sell them? Do you have a friend or family member that would love to have them? Think about that as we're making those decisions. A lot of times, if you know someone that would love to have that, it's a lot easier to say goodbye to that item, right? If I know my sister can use something, I'm much happier to put it in that bag for her than I am to put it in the donate to go drop off at the donation center. I'm a lot happier to gift it to an actual person, and 99% of my clients are too. If they know somebody's going to use it, they're happy to let go of a lot more. All right, so I hope that that has been helpful for you. I hope that those tips are helping you to be able to break down those categories and keep it simple enough to not overwhelm yourself and to not get through too much stuff messy in your room. It keeps your donation bag going, and it also keeps you feeling confident in what you're doing. Make sure that what you have is stuff that you're actually going to use and stuff that you can wear, mix and match. And book your SOS call if you are stuck trying to figure out how to mix and match or how to make something work in your wardrobe or figuring out what even fits you. That all can be done on an SOS call or a styling session. So make sure you book that at thesosmom.com. All right, I will talk to you real soon. Have a great day. God bless. Bye.